Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to tell you, I got no confidence that they're going to get it right this time. I just don't. I mean, why should I, bro? You know what I mean?
I had a fear yesterday, and it's starting to move into the direction where it could happen. And I'm pretty sure you'll agree with this fear. Are you ready for this?
Go.
Adam Gase.
Oh, I do not want Adam Gase. You can't. Adam Gase, there's no way.
I'm scared of it, man. I'm
telling you. Oh, there's no way I want Adam Gase. Oh,
he's still the hot guy out there. You know, you can still see Tim
saying. Hot for what? What is he hot? How is he hot?
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio.
Very good Thursday morning to you. The Midday Show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here, of course, at 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way. Doug Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Nice work there with the opening by Dove. That was from, I guess it was New Year's Eve when Evan did the show by himself. And, of course, that was the day that Bowles got fired. And, you know, I came on to talk about it. I was off. And you're the one. You said it. You mentioned Adam Gase after, you know, the Dolphins had fired him, and you feared that they were going to hire this guy. And, boy, unfortunately, you were dead on about it. Bro.
I was dead on. You were dead on. You didn't trust them.
How can you?
You didn't trust them.
They're an inept organization. I mean, let's be honest about it. There's no other way to say it. The ownership of this team is a disaster. That's it. They're a disaster. It's the same old, same old, same old. And, look. Maybe the quarterback's going to overcome it all. Maybe he's going to be so good that, you know, you can only pray that. You know, maybe Mike Maccagnan's going to hit a home run with the $100 million he's going to spend in free agency. Maybe Mike Maccagnan's going to hit and Heimer thing. You know, let's not forget him because obviously he's got a big role. And I'd love to talk to that guy, by the way. Seems like he's the brains of the organization. Love to talk to him. Anyway, with that said, maybe he hits a home run with the draft. I don't know. But the history of this franchise tells me that Adam Gase is going to be here 3, maybe 4 years, maybe even less than that, and he's going to be gone. And Mike Maccagnan is going to go right out the door with him if that's the case. And I'm going to tell you right now, bro, this team next year, there is no gray area. This has to be a 9-10, some kind of deal like that team next year. There is no 5-11s. There is no 6-10s. There's no 4-12s. There's no 7-9s. No. None of that. This team has to be a winning team next year, a team that's at least right in the mix to the end for the playoffs, at the very least. Because if it's not, and if it's another disaster year, bro, then I think we talked about it off the air, they might clean house completely next year. That could be a possibility.
Well, can we get to the BS that's out there about this guy? And by the way, let's make something clear.
Go ahead, please do.
All right, you and I, and any other real Jet fan who hates this hire, are hoping we're wrong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
I don't want to be right.
Of course we are. No, I want. Look, I want to come on here one day and say, boy, was I wrong about Adam Gase as you and I are off to the Super Bowl, wherever it is.
Of course.
That's what we want.
Of course.
Wherever, you know, I want to. Yeah, after we had just come back from the AFC Championship game, okay?
At MetLife.
At beautiful MetLife Stadium, all right? Okay, how about that? And we'll say, man, boy, was I wrong. How great a coach is this Adam Gase? I want to say that.
Because.
But why should. What tells me that I will?
Oh, nothing. But both of us would rather be wrong and happy,
yes, of course,
than right and miserable.
Of course.
But here's some of the things I've heard about Adam Gase. I've heard he's a quarterback whisperer from many in the media, including Sarah Huckabee Meta. Okay? I've heard that from him as well.
Sarah Huckabee Meta.
You like that?
I think Meta's part of the team. I think the team might be McCagnan, Heimerdinger, and Meta.
Maybe.
They might be calling all the shots for the Jets.
Maybe.
Who knows?
He developed Ryan Tannehill. He developed Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, yeah, he did a great
Ryan
job.
Ryan Tannehill was basically the same before he got here than after.
Right. He stunk, and he couldn't wait to badmouth his quarterback, right? Didn't he do that in a press conference? And the fact that he gets credit, this kills me, though. Peyton Manning. Dolph could be the offensive coordinator for Peyton Manning, and he looked good.
Yeah.
He revitalized his career. Nonsense. It's Peyton freaking Manning. He didn't develop Peyton Manning from day one in Indianapolis. Who's kidding who?
So how the hell does he get credit for Peyton Manning?
And Peyton Manning, I guess, apparently, in his ultimate, and we want to thank Peyton because he didn't want to play for the Jets back in 1997 when he could have came out of school and been a number one pick in the draft and he would have been going to the Jets. He didn't want any part of him. And now Peyton Manning calls up, apparently, right? This is what I heard.
Uh-huh.
He calls up Christopher Johnson. Oh, you got to hire Adam Gase. He's the man.
Well, of course.
Oh, thank you, Peyton.
Joe, of course, Peyton Manning wants his coffee boy to get a job. That's sweet,
right.
Peyton Manning.
Oh, my
He's
God.
A good friend.
Oh.
It is ridiculous for Adam Gase to get any credit for Peyton Manning.
None.
I don't care how much Peyton loves him.
He gets no credit
Peyton's
for him.
Peyton's his own coach.
Of course.
Especially at that point in his career.
Please.
So we're giving him credit for Ryan Tannehill. We're giving him credit for Jay Cutler.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the reality.
Right.
This is the reality. Todd Bowles was the coach of the Jets when Josh McCown was at his best and when Ryan Fitzpatrick was at his best.
That's right.
So Todd Bowles has a better track record with quarterbacks than this guy.
And you know what else is funny? This makes me laugh. And I see this all over with Gase. Well, Gase was 5-1 against the Jets.
Great.
Bro, if you can't beat Todd Bowles 5 out of 6 times, you should be coaching high school somewhere. Maybe. Okay? Like, that's a big deal. He went 5-1 against Bowles. Oh, wow.
Yippee.
I mean, come on.
We also hear he's a leader.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, he's a great leader.
Oh, my
God. Half his locker room didn't like him.
Right.
I also hear, Adam didn't have a lot of talent. Well, two things about this. He did have talent and chased him away.
Right.
Like Jarvis Landry.
Right. That's true.
Jarvis Landry's a jerk, Evan. Right. Don't use him.
Well, of course.
And didn't he have power over the 53? So he had some say over his own roster, which everyone loves to make an excuse, wasn't that good to begin with. And that Miami miracle was created because he's the one who decided to punt with 5.5 minutes to go and give the football back to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Yep. And then Belichick did him a favor by having a brain lock on whatever he was doing on that last play. I mean, let's be honest about that. But this is the perfect Jet. I mean, just look at his career in Miami. This is the perfect hire for the Jets. First year, this sounds familiar. First year, he goes 10-6 and makes the playoffs. Oh, my Adam Gase. Oh, my God, he's great, right? Next year, he goes 6-10. And the next year, he goes 7-9. And he's gone. It's a typical Jet head coach. And this idea, okay, this is the other thing that bothers me, too. And I said this to you off the air. If, I keep hearing, he keeps saying, well, Belichick, I mean, look at him. I mean, he coached Cleveland. First of all, Belichick coached Cleveland, and then he didn't go right into being a head coach with the Patriots after that. No, he went to Parcells. He went with Parcells to be on his staff in New England, and then he was on Parcells' staff with the Jets, and then he took the Patriot job. I mean, this guy, now, if that was the case with Gase, I'd probably feel better about him. If he was like 3 or 4 years as an assistant again and had some success as an offensive coordinator somewhere and came back to the Jets, I'd probably look at it differently. But the fact that he leaves the Jets and leaves the Dolphins and go right into the Jet job, we saw that with Rex Ryan. How did that work? Mangini, how did that work?
There are more examples of that. Guys who after their first job that was, mixed results
because
Gase made the playoffs, Rex made the playoffs,
AFC title games. Right.
Here's the list of guys that went immediately.
Mangini too, he made the playoffs his first year.
Absolutely. Here's a list I put together, a rough list over the last, couple of decades, last decade and a half or so, of guys who got their second job immediately, never got humbled. Eric Mangini, Rex Ryan, Herm Edwards, Ray Rhodes, Chip Kelly. Remember Chip Kelly?
Yes, I forgot about him.
Chip Kelly. Yeah. Chip Kelly's run in Philadelphia, here's reality, was better than Adam Gase's run in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to San Francisco and won 2 freaking games. And how about this reality? Richie Kotite, which is a curse word in Jet history, was more successful
in
the 4 years in Philly
he definitely
than
was.
Sir Adam Gase was in Miami.
Didn't he come off a win? I know they lost their last 5 or 6 games in Philly the year before the Jets hired him, but didn't he have a winning record that year?
Not that season, but he had 2 winning records.
Yeah, okay.
Two seasons of winning records in Philadelphia.
And then he went 4-28 with the Jets.
Yeah. But you're so right. Adam Gase, like Pat Shurmur, needed to be humble.
Right.
He needed to go back. What did Shurmur say at his press conference? And we're just going to find out what type of coach he is. I get that. But Pat said, I'm learning from my mistakes. The mistakes I made in Cleveland.
That's right.
Does anybody think Adam Gase is learning from anything? He instantly got a better job.
Yeah. Yeah, he instantly came into a better situation with a 23-25 resume, lost his team, got an argument with the owners of the team, and he was out the door. Well, I mean, and the Jets can't wait to jump on him. And how about the fact, and let's even with Gase, forget about even Gase for a second, how close were they to hiring Matt Rhule? They were this close. I'm getting phone calls 3 o'clock in the afternoon that the Jets are ready to hire Matt Rhule. Well, what happened with that? Am I right about that?
In the afternoon, late afternoon.
Where did that? Matt Rhule, they were ready to hire. What?
It felt late afternoon as if they were going to hire Matt Rhule. Now, I don't know what was reality. There's been a lot of reports over the last few days, weeks, and hours that led to this. But you have a Super Bowl winning head coach.
Unbelievable.
Who wants to be here.
Right,
and the character assassination of Mike McCarthy is a joke.
It's unbelievable.
Here's my favorite one. I love this. Well, how come no one else wants him? The teams with openings are incompetent.
Right.
How about that newsflash? The Arizona Cardinals are competent. They fired a guy after 1 year. The Buccaneers are competent.
I'm going to tell you this. Okay, I get a phone call last night. I'm not going to tell you from who this phone call was. Okay, all right. And this goes right in line with what you're talking about, the character assassination of Mike McCarthy. So, guy calls me up. Know the guy a long time. He says, "Hey, I got to tell you. I got a phone call from this guy, and I forget the guy's name. I think he's some NFL agent or whatever. He's supposedly a big Jet fan too, this guy. Uh-huh. Like, he's a season ticket holder for the Jets. And he calls my friend up, and he says, and my friend, he got my friend's number from one of the sports writers, and I'm not going to say this guy's name either, okay? A guy I actually like, but I'm not even going to say his name. So he calls up my friend, and he goes on about McCarthy, that McCarthy was shot, he was done, he was burned out. You know, he's not the guy that you think he is. And this is what this guy's telling me about McCarthy, that he got this call from this, like, basically anonymous guy, all right? He did tell him his name, and supposedly he's some kind of an NFL agent, or supposedly he's in the mix in the NFL. I don't know what the hell the deal is. And he's, you know, how McCarthy's done. He's finished. He can't coach anymore.
Done.
Yada, yada. That's why nobody wanted him. That's why nobody hired him.
Mm-hmm.
So this goes in line with the character assassination that has been out there on Mike McCarthy. And I don't get it. I don't get it.
It's mind numbing. What's made this worse is that usually when the Jets or the Giants have a coaching opening, we always lament there's not really any great candidate.
Right.
There isn't any slam dunk.
Right.
You had a guy who developed Aaron Rodgers, who won a Super Bowl, who wanted this job.
Yep.
And they were loving Matt Rhule and
Matt
Adam Gase, who failed in Miami.
Yep.
But because the Cincinnati Bengals and all their competence and the Cleveland Browns and the Arizona Cardinals, because they didn't want him,
they
must know something.
Right. You know, these are like the model organizations in the NFL. Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Arizona. Really?
Yeah.
They make the Jets almost look good. Almost.
And because Adam Gase made a mean cup of coffee for Peyton Manning, he's getting that phone call.
Right.
If Adam only Gase. Brett Favre could have taken a break from his hunting trip and made a phone call to the Jets and said, hey, this Mike McCarthy's okay.
Yeah,
maybe that would have helped.
Right. It's unbelievable. It really is amazing how McCarthy was just like totally dismissed as he was like he was Bowles. Like you think he was Todd Bowles as a head coach. The way McCarthy has been just, you know, like you said, the character assassination against this guy. Unbelievable.
I got a tweet from a guy named Eugene. Eugene tweeted me. It makes a lot of sense. He said, has anyone confirmed that it was actually Peyton Manning on the phone and not just Bill Belichick pretending to be Peyton Manning? It's a fair question,
Belichick's
Eugene.
Belichick's laughing again.
Of course he
Belichick's
is.
Belichick's like, Gase is still in the division? And he's with the Jets? Oh, baby. Belichick's doing this. He's like rubbing his hands together. It's like Christmas again.
But Joe, Adam Gase won the Miami Miracle.
Oh,
but Adam Gase is 5-1 against the Jets and all that great stuff. And he FaceTimed with Sam Darnold and they got along.
It's like they were on eHarmony together. 27 areas of compatibility.
You're right. And I got to tell you.
Oh, my God.
The one thing we all need to do, and you've already done this, you're a smart guy.
Oh, I'm so smart. That's because I'm a Jet fan for 54 years. How the hell smart could I be?
Well, you get to avoid Twitter, because if you're on Twitter,
I want no part of that.
You get to see a tweet such as, and I won't even tell you who tweeted it, but I'm sure you could figure it out. I've heard from people around the league that Christopher Johnson and Mike Maccagnan were asking great questions, and it was impressive the kind of questions they were asking
sure.
in the meeting.
I'm sure it was very impressive.
Let's have a party. They're asking questions impressive. About hiring a head coach.
Please.
And the odds are they got this wrong. I hope they got it right.
History tells you they got it wrong. That's the bottom line. History tells you that, like I said, I'm going to say it again, 3 years, maybe 4 years from now, and I won't be here anymore. You know, I'll be suffering my teams, which I wish I was doing right this moment, in anonymity down in Florida, just worrying about my next tee time. Okay? Instead of having to come on the air here and deal with all this nonsense and another, you know, another dumb decision by the Jets, more than likely. But 3 or 4 years from now, maybe sooner, I'm telling you, why would I not think we will be right here in the same position, looking for a new coach, except this time they'll also be looking for a new general manager. What this team needs is a new owner, because the owners are horrific. They had a terrible owner for years with Leon Hess. They have terrible ownership now with the Johnson brothers. And that's the problem with this franchise. They listen to the wrong people. You know, why this guy Heimerdinger has any say in who the head coach is going to be, which what I'm understanding, is unbelievable, okay? Like I said, Manish Mehta might as well have a job with the organization, okay, I guess because he's got so much access. That's all he's worried about. If you bring a real head coach in here, he's going to say, hey, Manish, I don't think so, okay? That's the problem with this franchise. That's the problem.
We'll
the
talk.
Owners, they're a joke.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.